Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here on this Thursday, November 8th. I'm coming to you from right here in Washington, D.C., right here on Capitol Hill, where each week American Free Press puts out what I think is a pretty good newspaper. American Free Press doesn't expect you to agree with everything that it asserts. It doesn't expect you to agree with all of its opinions. In fact, you could probably find half the staff with differing opinions on different issues. But all of us agree at least on one thing, that there is a need for an alternative media in this country. And that's why American Free Press is also a very enthusiastic supporter of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, the Republic Broadcasting Network does provide alternative news and information that is suppressed by the mainstream media in America. And one of the things that often is suppressed by the mainstream media in America is news about third parties and independent candidates. That's a given. We've seen how they have. Now, Ron Paul is not even an independent candidate, folks, and yet the media has done all it can to suppress information about his campaign, except information about his campaign is spreading through the independent media. Ron Paul is raising a lot of money from a lot of enthusiastic people around the country who actually recognize that, for God's sake, here is an alternative inside the ranks of the Republican Party, at least. And, you know, let's be honest, I've said from the beginning I would love to see Ron Paul elected president, but I don't think he's even going to get anywhere near the Republican Party nomination. If only because they would probably kill him if he did. And God forbid that should ever happen. But that is by no means, as I emphasize, a decision or an attempt by me to discourage you from supporting Ron Paul morally, financially, any way you can, for the very simple reason that every vote that Ron Paul gets, every time he's able to buy media time through donations to his campaign, every time that he's able to get into a debate, he's out there getting out important issues and policy proposals that Americans have not been accustomed to hearing for a long, long time. And that's why Ron Paul's candidacy is so important. That's why the candidacies of people who do dare to speak out are important. And that's why, you see, Ron Paul is important. I'm repeating myself here, but I'm trying to drive this point home that you know, people say, well, he can't win, they'll never let him win. Well, even granted that that's true, the fact is it's getting a message out there in a campaign, and this is a man who's already proven his electability. He served many, many years in Congress. He's been repeatedly elected to Congress and reelected. So this guy is not just anybody. No, Ron Paul is a somebody, and Ron Paul is doing wondrous work out there. Now, last night, we were hoping to have an independent candidate for Congress on this program, John DeNugent, and I got an email from John indicating that he had an alarm clock problem, and that's why we didn't get to hear him last night, so I'm hoping maybe he's going to join us tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, again coming to you from Washington. I stopped in the American Free Press office today and watched Jim Tucker and Pat Shannon and Julia Foster and Paul Angel and that whole gang down there working hard to get this issue of the paper together. Lots of interesting stories in there. None by me. I'm still struggling over a story that requires quite a few hours of research and all sorts of funny little annotations and it's a very interesting story, and when I finally get the darn thing finished, I'll tell you about it on the air, but I'd rather you read it directly out of the pages of American Free Press. Well, in any case, as usual, another interesting issue of the paper has gone to press, all things being equal, Thursday being the day that American Free Press goes to the press. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, as I say, I'm hoping we're going to hear from John DeNugent, but it's getting late here and there's no indication he's calling in. So if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We never really confirmed a show tonight. Last night was the confirmed show. But we will see. In any case, listen to this, folks. I want to read to you something about a member of Congress. I'm not going to tell you who this member of Congress is. I'm not going to tell you whether this member of Congress is a Democrat or a Republican. But this member of Congress has been raided, like all other members of Congress, by various groups such as the Americans for Democratic Action, which is an old-line liberal group, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Conservative Union, the Chamber of Commerce, typical groups like that. And then National Journal, which is a kind of bipartisan publication, which comes out of Washington, D.C., and it's, or I should say nonpartisan, and it's actually pretty well written. It covers congressional affairs and is about probably about as nonpartisan and non-ideological as you can get. It's got your standard political approach, which, you know, a standard establishment approach, of course. But in any case, it rates members of Congress as to whether they are liberal or conservative. Well, this member of Congress that I'm looking at in particular, in 2005, this member of Congress got a 40% rating from the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action and a 76% rating from the American Conservative Union. In 2005, this member of Congress got a 45% rating. This is 2006. He got a 45% rating from the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action and a 55% rating from the American Civil Liberties Union. At the same time, this congressman also once again got a 76% rating from the American Conservative Union. Now, National Journal, for the year 2006, National Journal concluded that, by its estimation, this member of Congress sided with the liberals in Congress 77% of the time on foreign policy, 56% of the time on social issues, and 48% of the time with the liberals on economic issues. Guess who it is, ladies and gentlemen? If there's anything which absolutely proves to the world that the old ideas of right and left and conservative and liberal really don't mean anything, I think the very fact that our own Congressman Ron Paul is the person who got these ratings. That's right, Ron Paul got a 55% rating from the American Civil Liberties Union, a 45% rating from the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action, and at the same time, even though he was roughly considered to be half right on the issues by a liberal group, a conservative group, the American Conservative Union, was giving him a 76% rating. And that's right, by the ratings standards of the National Journal, Ron Paul voted quote-unquote liberal 77% of the time on foreign policy, 56% of the time on social policy, and 48% of the time liberal on economic policy. So you see, it's really hard to tag Ron Paul as a quote-unquote right-wing extremist. Ron Paul's positions, his approach, and you may not agree with him on all of the issues. I know there's a lot of people consider Ron Paul a gold bug, and they don't like that, and it's their right to like that, and I don't think Ron Paul would, being the libertarian-minded guy that he is, I wouldn't expect that he would demand that people support him down the line on every issue. But this just goes to show you folks that those people out there who still believe that the terms liberal and conservative really mean something, they're not ill people of ill will, they're not stupid people, they're not ignorant people, but let's put it this way, they need to catch up, because liberal and conservative really don't mean that much anymore. Those issues that divide liberals and conservatives, for the most part, are really artificial issues, at least in terms of the reality of power politics in America. And if anything proves that, is just the fact that our good friend Reverend, quote-unquote Reverend Pat Robertson, just endorsed Rudy Giuliani, who presumably disagrees with Pat Robertson on virtually every social issue. But those two fellas line up like lovers. They line up like two two spoons, ladies and gentlemen. They're as cozy as spoons when it comes to the issue of dear little Israel. Well, you know what I think about Israel. I don't know what you think about Israel, but I think Israel is a gangster state. I think that it has a lobby in this country that has an influence far beyond what it should. And I think that when America begins to shed baggage like Pat Robertson and Rudy Giuliani and begins to take the Israeli lobby and its shills in Congress to task, and we will eventually, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how we're going to do it, but when that eventually happens, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be able to clean the stables out, folks. We need to clean these stables out here. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, Ron Paul is coming in with a shovel, and he's shoveling some of the refuse out and clearing things out, ladies and gentlemen, and trying to get a message out there. Now, maybe he's not out there. Some people say he's not telling the truth on 911, that he's not speaking out correctly on the issue of 911. Some people don't think he's coming down hard enough on Jewish power in America. Well, very few politicians do, ladies and gentlemen. I think Ron Paul is handling it as best he can under the situation. And as I say, I think he's a pretty decent guy. Maybe I shouldn't say that, because then they'll be able to say that an evil Nazi pro-Hitler apologist, as I've been called, things along those lines, has endorsed Ron Paul. Well, you know what? I haven't really endorsed Ron Paul, folks. I think he's doing a good job. And, you know, I also think Dennis Kucinich is doing a good job in the Democratic Party. And I also think the same about Mike Gravel. Yeah, I think they're doing a good job, too. I think that would be, as Jerry Falwell said of Al Gore's choice of Joe Lieberman as vice president, splendid. I think it would be splendid. I think it would be splendid if we could have a race between Ron Paul as the Republican and Dennis Kucinich as the Democrat, or Mike Gravel as the Democrat. But that ain't going to happen. And more, folks, repeating what I said here last night on this program, I really don't think that Hillary is as much of a shoe-in as many of the Hillary lovers and Hillary haters want to believe. I ran into a Hillary lover I know here on Capitol Hill, a retired journalist who absolutely hates republicanism and gets quite effusive about it, and he absolutely worships at the altar of Hillary Clinton. And I kept saying to him, look, the Jews don't trust Hillary Clinton. The Jews in the United States don't trust her, and the Jews in Israel don't trust her. And when you have two groups like that, two power groups that have a significant impact on American policy, period, not just foreign policy, American policy, period, when two groups like that are suspicious of a candidate and don't trust that candidate, do you really think they want to put that candidate in the White House? I don't think so. No, I don't. I mean, you know, I may be proven wrong, ladies and gentlemen. And if I am, so be it. I don't claim to be a prophet, and I certainly don't make much of a prophet. So, you know, this is just my thoughts on this issue. But again, it all comes down to the fact that politics, as usual in the United States, aren't as usual as they used to be. And thank God there's someone like Ron Paul with this seemingly inexplicable record of being a quote-unquote liberal by some people's definition. This guy's in there winning the support of America's real patriots, in the real sense of the word, not in the Rudy Giuliani lying, crummy sense. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Just going through a couple news items here. Speaking of this horrible Rudy Giuliani, you know, his old buddy, the former New York City Police Commissioner and Rudy's partner in the security firm of Giuliani Partners, Bernard Carrick, that is about to be indicted. Now, don't forget, folks, this was a guy that President Bush, criminal Bush, nominated for the chief of Homeland Security, and then there was some controversy surrounding him, and then it turns out he's been up to no good. He's a New York politician, and he's a friend of Rudy Giuliani. He's a very, 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 very close friend, ladies and gentlemen, of Rudy Giuliani. So here's my little theory on this, folks. This impending indictment of Carrick. There's two ways of looking at this, folks. And again, this is pure speculation on my part, but I'm throwing it out there. There's two ways of looking at this. Because there's lots of factions within the Justice Department and in the FBI and the CIA and throughout the intelligence community, etc. Two possibilities here. Number one, the people who are bringing this indictment against Carrick are actually good folks America firsters, people who really love America, patriots, who are using this indictment of Carrick as a way to move into the realm of Rudy Giuliani and maybe bring Giuliani to heel. That's one way of looking at it, folks. Because we do know that there are good people in the Justice Department and the FBI who nailed this scum like Louis Libby and this scum, and pardon my use of that rough language, but that's what they are. Louis Libby is scum. Jack Abramoff is scum. Horrible criminals, Zionist criminals. So maybe we have the faction of the good guys in the Justice Department who are saying, we're not going to let Bernard Carrick and his buddy Giuliani go all the way. Because I guarantee you folks, Bernie Carrick has a lot of dirt on Giuliani. And I'll just say this without going too far. Having read a few veiled things in a few publications over the past couple years referencing the close personal relationship between Mr. Carrick and Mr. Giuliani, I think they're very, very close. No, I'm not saying they're homosexual lovers. I know a lot of you out there are thinking that. I'm not saying that at all. But I would say they're very, very, very close personal friends who shared a lot of amusement together. And they know each other very, very well. And as a consequence of that, when you go after Carrick, you're going after an appendage of Rudy Giuliani. Now, the other side of that coin is, ladies and gentlemen, that this indictment by the Justice Department, ironically of which Rudy Giuliani used to serve in a corrupt fashion, this indictment, this impending indictment, possible indictment, could be being carried out by the bad guys, groups such as Nesher, that Jewish alliance that has its tentacles all throughout the Justice Department, that Zionist Jewish alliance, Nesher, N-E-S-H-E-R, which is Hebrew for eagle. This could be their way of just reminding this nice little goy, Rudy Giuliani, that they can make him or break him. They have made him. And the price he's going to pay right now is to see his best friend, his closest pal, his buddy, Bernard Carrick, take the rap. So look at it either way you want it, folks. This indictment of Carrick, there's something a lot deeper to it than just good old law enforcement folks going after a good old crook. I guarantee you, folks, there is much more to it. Well, we're getting a couple calls here, and after the turn of the half hour, we are going to go to the calls. But speaking of law enforcement folks, this is funny. Well, you're going to have to wait to hear what's funny. We have a break coming up here, I do believe. No, I'm sorry. My timing's a little bit off here. This is funny. Virginia's Attorney General Bob McDonnell, the Republican, he just came back from a trip to Israel. Listen to this. This is from Washington Jewish Week. These stories are really somewhat funny, folks. Virginia's Attorney General returns from Israel with stronger commitment to the Jewish state. Did I say that? Did I slobber enough saying it? This is what McDonnell said. He said his respect for Israel had increased tremendously during the trip, his first ever to the Jewish state, and had, quote, renewed my absolute commitment to support Israel at every turn. I wonder if he would support Iceland at every turn, or Ireland or Indonesia. No, probably not, just Israel. We're going to talk more about this fool when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, during the break, I really was thinking about the, I have to be careful not to call him the names that he kind of deserves to be called. This guy, Bob McDonald, the Republican Attorney General of Virginia. Before we went to the break, I told you how he traveled with the National Association of Attorneys General to Israel, including the chief law enforcement officers from Georgia, Arizona, Rhode Island, and Arkansas. The trip was co-sponsored by the America-Israel Friendship League and the Israeli government. And when this McConnell came back, he said, and I quote, that his trip to Israel had, his respect for Israel had increased tremendously during the trip. Now, you know, folks, let's think about this. When you get up in the morning, do you say, "Oh, I have a great deal of respect for Ireland"? Now, even if you're an Irish American, you love Ireland, you love your Irish heritage, but do you say to yourself, "Boy, I've got a lot of respect for Ireland," or do you have a lot of respect for Iceland or Indonesia or Italy? I mean, you know, do human beings really sit around when they get up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror? Do they really think this way, or is this just a load of bull coming out of the mouths of these politicians? You know, it's so funny. our Jewish friends here in America who love Israel so much and who have these politicians in their pockets, they know this is a bunch of bull. I would be embarrassed to be an American Zionist leader and have American politicians sucking up to me this way and talking this way. Because in the back of my mind, I would be thinking, anybody that feels compelled to suck up to me and talk to me this way really hates my guts. This fool, McDonald, says that his trip renewed my absolute commitment to support Israel at every turn. Come on. Come on. Do you believe this stuff? I mean, this is just, it's pathetic. It is pathetic. This guy, McDonald. And you know, here we are. We're giving billions of dollars a year to Israel, folks. Dear little Israel has a higher per capita standard of living, I understand, than many, many countries. The Israelis, in some respects, probably live better than many Americans do. I know they live certainly better than the 2,400 homeless veterans living here in the District of Columbia. 2,400 homeless veterans of the U.S. military living in our nation's capital. 911 homeless veterans living in Virginia, where this Bob McConnell getting up in the morning and respecting Israel. 3,100 homeless veterans in the state of Maryland. And nationally, these are 2005 figures, ladies and gentlemen, but they, I'm sure, are reflective. You know how many homeless veterans there are in the United States as of these figures? 195,877. Rounded up to 200,000 homeless veterans, and we're giving billions of dollars to Israel, this country that's getting us into these wars that require us to send our men and women over there to fight these wars. And we've got 200,000 homeless people. Now, I know a lot of you people out there don't like the idea of the government providing housing or care because you say that's not the government's job. Well, I respectfully disagree with you there. I think at the very least, the things we can do with the money that we have that we could take out of this foreign aid budget to this little criminal gangster state of Israel, I think we could provide a room for 200,000 people. We can build 200,000 rooms for people, lean-tos. But no, we can't do that because we have to fight a war. We have to fight a war over there to protect dear little Israel. God almighty. I'm tired of it. I really am tired of it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, these politicians that are doing the bidding of these people. I'm beginning to see the wisdom of waterboarding, folks. Maybe I'd like to see this Bob McDonald waterboarded until, is that his name, Bob McDonald? I'd like to see him waterboarded till he admits that he really doesn't have that much respect for Israel, and that he sat down one day and said he made an absolute commitment to support Israel at every turn. And I'd like to see Abe Foxman waterboarded too, ladies and gentlemen, just for the record, because he's a bad guy. And now, you know, that's funny, because now the Anti-Defamation League will be able to say Michael Collins Piper has advocated torturing Jewish Americans. Well, I will just say this much about that. I don't consider Abe Foxman an American. Well, the whole deal at George Washington University, the swastika scandal, gets all the more amusing. It turns out the young lady who was caught, the young Jewish student who was videotaped painting a swastika on her door, this young lady's name is Sarah Marshak. I'd love to have her as a guest on this program. I really would. But it's interesting. The Washington Jewish Week reports that Miss Marshak had been an active member of the Jewish community and a member of first-year students at Hillel. So, pardon my French on this, or maybe I should say pardon my Yiddish on this, but I think it's safe to say that this Ms. Marshak, Sarah Marshak, is what is known and in the business as a professional Jew. She's very active in Jewish affairs. She is not just some sort of a girl who's a Jewish atheist. She's not a Nazi. But what's very, very interesting is now they are saying that we're dealing with a person who has serious issues, and her family and her need and her family and her need to address those issues. Well, you know, folks, this is funny. They're implying that this young lady who was caught drawing a swastika, they're implying that she's somehow mentally disturbed. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's the big, dirty secret about this whole thing. This young woman was doing that for a political agenda, a very, very clear political agenda. Was she a nutcase? I know it's not politically correct to call someone a nutcase. Was she a lunatic? Did she belong consigned in Hotel Philly? Should she have been confined in a hospital for the criminally insane, because we're told the Nazis are criminally insane? No, she was an active member of the Jewish community and a member of first-year students at Hillel, which is a highly respected Jewish organization, which means, ladies and gentlemen, she was a highly respected figure on the campus among her colleagues. She was not a nutcase. She was not someone who was about getting ready to shoot up the university like that poor, pathetic soul who pulled that terrible crime out there at Virginia Tech. No, this young lady, she has no issues. No mental issues, I guess, at least not as they're being presented here, although perhaps anyone who does scratch a swastika for a political reason, maybe it can be said that she does have issues. And the reason why she has these issues, ladies and gentlemen, is because she is a militant Zionist. She is a militant Talmudist. She scratched those swastikas on those doors for a political reason. So, yes, she does have an issue there, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the deep, dirty secret of what's happening here. And what's funny is Mr. David Friedman of the Anti-Defamation League's Washington office says the reality of anti-Semitism will wash away this rare example of a false report. David Friedman is lying. These false reports are not rare. They do this all the time. This has been done time and again. In fact, so legend has it, according to the late Joseph P. Camp, uncle of actor John Voight, great uncle of Angelina Jolie, the famed actress and member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the late Joe Camp said that Arnold Forster, longtime high-ranking figure in the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, had once been caught painting a swastika. No, folks, they do this all the time. And yes, Miss Sarah Marshak did have a serious issue, a political issue. She's a Zionist. And as a Zionist, that makes her a troublemaker. That's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. We are dealing with a person who has serious issues, and what is sad is that her twisted brain that causes her to do what she has done, her twisted brain represents the thinking of an extraordinarily large number of people in this country. Good God. Well, I have said quite a lot here tonight, and we have quite a few callers lined up, and I know we're not going to be able to get to all of them, so we're going to get to as many as we can in the remaining minutes. Let's go to a very patient Brian in Pennsylvania. I think this is the evil Brian from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Brian?
I'm at the end of my tether.
Why is that?
Before the end of the year, I want to visit your fair city. I think Ray Goodwin had it pegged right. My purpose, really, the ultimate purpose, is to visit AFP and donate to FDFA.
And that's a good idea because, you know, the end of the year is coming up and you make a donation to FDFA and you can write that off in your taxes.
Exactly. I do want to visit the United States Holocaust Museum, and I've noticed on the map I got today that it's near a place where you can rent paddle boats. So I guess after I visit it, I'll rent a paddle boat, go out in the tidal basin, and drown myself with my collective guilt. The other thing on this map,
funny.
There's a listing of indexes of the embassies in this city.
Mm-hmm.
There's 125 embassies listed on this AAA map. And I thought just out of curiosity, I'd see where Israel's was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not listed. Now, Mike.
That's funny.
Burundi is listed, and so is Luxembourg, but Israel's not listed. Well, I pondered that for a moment, and then I thought, well, I'll see where the German embassy is, and that's not listed either, and neither is the Austrian embassy. And then I arrived at the conclusion that you can't have an embassy in your own country. So, and since Germany and Austria are
that's
just
what I would call
colonies of, you know, colonies.
That's what
of
I
Israel.
Would call a very interesting, if factually incorrect analysis. They actually do. You know, the Israelis do have an embassy.
Of course they do. I know that.
Yeah.
I just put that together.
That's funny. But you know, I will tell you, it's something very interesting what I've been told about the Israeli embassy. I have never been there. I'm sure they have many tape recordings of me there, but I've never been there myself. But what's very interesting, I am told, is that it is strategically placed here on a hill. And, of course, the general assumption is the reason why it's on a hill is that makes communications and surveillance a lot better. That's what I'm told. But I knew somebody who I have to be very circumspect about this, but let me just put it this way. I was told that a lot of strange things seem to go on there.
No doubt.
Yeah. I was told that by somebody who has reason to know, and this person is not an Israeli, this person is not a Jew, but this person just knows things about things.
He would have the opportunity to know. Now, Mike, this location, there's some of the sites in the city that I thought that came to my attention. One's called the B'nai B'rith Klutznik National Jewish Museum. That's near Scott Circle. Are you familiar with that?
Do you know, that's funny. I'm not. I don't know where that is.
Well, listen, it's near Scott Circle. Listen, how about this one? The National Museum of American Jewish Military History.
Say what?
Now listen to this. The National Museum of American Jewish Military History.
And that must occupy a broom closet somewhere.
Yeah, I thought it was a dollhouse or something. I don't know. But these places really exist, so that's why I say I'm really at the end of my tether.
I'm going to have to take a second look at this city that I've lived in for so long. I didn't know that we had such a museum as that.
It's like northwest of Logan Circle, up that way.
That's funny. Now, you know, the old B'nai B'rith headquarters downtown was near Scott Circle, I believe, and they have since sold that to, I think, the Human Rights Campaign Fund, the gay rights organization. But I know in the old days when B'nai B'rith headquarters was in there, I used to embarrass my friends if we happened. I had a couple friends who actually lived around the corner from there. And if we'd be walking by that building, I would be making odd gestures with my hand, folding back several of my fingers to allow one of them to be exposed.
Yeah.
And I won't say which finger it was, but I did that as we would go by that building. So I hope they have a tape of it somewhere. I wish they would release it just
that
to show what a really rotten guy I am.
You've mentioned a couple times about your incident at the hotel lobby on Saturday at the Irving Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was loitering in the hotel at that time, and I caught a glance of you out of the corner of my eye, so I kind of meandered over that way to pick up whatever I could, and I did get the opportunity to hear that discourse you had, and that was one of the finer speeches, although it was private, that I...
Well, all I was saying, as Ellen Mariani quite correctly told the gentleman there, all I was telling was the truth.
You look like a bulldog with your jaw set.
Brian, thanks for your call.
Talk to you later.
I'll be talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're going to be able to squeeze one more caller in, Mike from New York, when we come back. Hang on there, Mike. We'll be with you in a minute.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. I just decided the next time I'm on a long train trip or a airline trip, I'm going to make a list of the 50 American politicians who most deserve waterboarding. I think that'll be an interesting list. The problem is there's so many candidates to be waterboarded. It's going to be hard to make that list up, but definitely Rudy Giuliani at the top, and his wife, who, I must remind you, tortures animals, or she used to torture dogs. All right, let's go to Mike calling from New York. Mike, how are you this evening?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Mike, talking about Giuliani, Giuliani protege Bernie Kerik has apparently been indicted for tax evasion, corruption, and conspiracy.
Okay, it's official then. Yeah, they were talking as though it was impending, yeah.
According to a snippet on Drudge.
Okay.
Now, as we all know, Kerik was appointed police as the police commissioner in New York under Giuliani, much to the chagrin, I might add, of the NYPD.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh,
that's
absolutely, because Kerik was just like a regular cop, although supposed with no qualifications at all for that post. I seem to recall, however, before his elevation, that he acted as a Giuliani's driver,
mm-hmm.
a sort of a bodyguard, sort mm-hmm. of enforcer type as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, you know, as you also pointed out previously, he was recommended by Giuliani to be the head of Homeland Security.
Right.
Now that gig quickly imploded after a few days, sort of cursory examination by the FBI, turned up Bronx Bernie's wheelings, dealings, and dubious business associations. Yet, we are led to believe that Giuliani knew nothing about nothing, as they say,
mm-hmm.
even though he was his right-hand pick man, and they went back a number of years.
Yeah, they were very, 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 very close. We're not talking an arm's-length relationship. We're not even talking... No, this is...
He was his driver. He was his right-hand man. They both rode the 9/11, you know, together.
Hey, let's be honest about it. Pardon my language, but these two guys, how can I put this gently? Let's put it this way. They had a lot of fun together
in
one another's company.
After all, this is a family show, Mike.
That's why I'm... Yeah, and as I say, I'm not implying the two were lovers,
not at all.
Let's put it this way. They...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you this is indicative of Kerik. One of the hotels on the perimeter of Ground Zero, the Millennium Hotel, I believe it was, they gave a suite to be used by the police, you know, like as a control center, a communication center type of thing, because, you know, obviously the surrounds were sort of out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Turner into his little love nest.
Exactly.
So, I mean, what's, you know...
I mean, this is, you know...
I mean, that speaks for itself.
Yeah, this whole thing is a classic insight into the world of Rudy Giuliani.
Mike?
Yeah.
One final thing. I made a prediction a few months ago that Giuliani would pick Holy Joe Lieberman as his VP. Right.
Interesting. Let's keep that in mind.
I would like to amend that to include the preacher, Fat Pat. after all, they both speak to God on a regular basis, so either way, you get three for the price of two.
I think we'll close the program on that note, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Jeez.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I had actually a very amusing evening here tonight. Apologies to those callers. We couldn't get up tonight. Forgive me for talking for so long. But we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. With